Is confidence sure on the radio, Kerry Bus?
Yeah, I'm being chauffeured here with Dave at the wheel and Kerry at the back seat, and she ordering us kind of what direction to go, and she's a good co-driver from the back seat, Joe.
Listen to me, Kerry fans are travelling in confidence, I think, today, aren't they?
They are, and they're travelling in numbers as well. We stopped off there on Board Hill, and you can see there's a bit between the mix of the Tipperary and Cork jerseys, there's Kerry jerseys thrown in around them as well. So, yeah, but definitely, I think, look, Joe, we have, I suppose, since we lost the final in 22 to Meath, we've won the last five on the trot. So we'll be going up with confidence, but still at the same time, we're going to be in for a titanic battle, because this Meath team has, I suppose you could say, steadily improved in the last 12 months, because I suppose when they have players like Vicky Wall and Emma Duggan, and I see there as well, in the last couple of weeks, they have to bring in back two former captains, Monica McGurk and Sean Innes as well, to strengthen their depth and bench. They're going to be no pushover. They're strong up and down the middle, and if when you have the likes of Vicky Wall in, who is a powerhouse, I think if we can nullify the ball that she gets her hands on this evening, I think Kerry will be halfway there and getting over the line, which that's a big ask.
You talk about the importance of Vicky Wall to Meath and how she'll keep the Kerry defenders busy. The other side of the field, we've got Chief Roche, we've got Danielle O'Leary, and a strong supporting cast as well. They're a handful for any team, aren't they?
They are, without a doubt. Like Chief, I think she'll have top scored on 5 goals and 10 points, and Danielle isn't too far behind her on a goal and 10 points. So Meath will have their hands full in trying to stop that this evening as well. And I presume, look, Meath will probably try to get numbers back in front of them and try to crowd out the Kerry forward line with a lot of Meath jerseys. So that's why it's going to be important this evening that we can get the ball moving, transition from defence up the forwards at pace. So don't leave them get time to get numbers back. So get the ball in early to Sheffield and Danielle, and they will do the business like they've been doing all year. Like I said, a fantastic supporting cast all around the field. I see Jade and Lucy is starting today instead of Rachel Dwyer. They seem to be every second game. They're kind of in and out. They're two very good support cast there in the full forward line. So I've no doubt we'll see Rachel probably just after half time and stuff like that. You know, so yeah. And when you have a half forward line, Niamh Cavity, Niamh Connacher, and Keith Evans, plenty of pace around there. No, they work like dogs around the middle of the field, Mary Connell and Emma Galvin. No, it's a strong supporting cast, Joe, and that's why Kerry in the last 12 months have really pushed on, because these girls have really stepped up to the plate of being All Ireland champions and Division One champions and now Munster champions, and heading for this is our fourth All Ireland final, our fifth All Ireland final in a row. No, so yeah, and you don't do that by default. There's a lot of good girls in this Kerry team.
And it's only when you mention, Liam, that they're hoping to reach a fourth successive All-Ireland final, you realise just how much experience there is in this squad. Experience to match anyone else's panel.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. Like, I think there's 12 of these starting 15 again today have All-Ireland medals in their back pocket. Now, Meath aren't too far behind them. I think they've six, if not seven girls, well, they've All-Ireland medals in their back. So that's why it's going to be a big test. No, both teams will have a lot of experienced players on the field, but I just think that the way Kerry have shown big match experience, as I call it, in the last couple of weeks, we've come from behind against Meath or against Waterford in the Munster final in a hard battle. No, we had a handy enough win over Mayo, a great second half performance against Cork, and then the win over Kildare. So every question that has been asked, the Kerry girls have answered it. But I think today is going to be one of their biggest questions so far this year. And I do think they have the capabilities. Once, like I said, once we can get that ball moving from transition out of defence up into the forward line at speed. Just like our we'll be talking about our boys next week. Mm-hmm. So, same thing. No, when you have forwards as good as what we have in Kerry, you need to get the ball into them. And that's why we'll have to, if we can do that today, I think we'll bulge the net a few times. I think that's important. Goals win games. In the last couple of games, there hasn't been a whole pile between Meath and Kerry in the league match. I think there's only 2 points at the end. last year's quarter final, all right, it was, I think it was a 16 points to 8. No, so, but no, I'm confident going up here, but I'd still have a small little kind of fear there in the background that we need to get off to a good start. I know we've been playing very well in the third quarter of matches in the second half, but I don't think that you'll get away with that with the likes of me. Now we're in an All-Ireland semi-final. You need to get in from the word go.
What I like with our forward division, and I'll include the midfielders as well, is the options we have. You spoke already about the need to get the ball into Schieffer and Danielle quickly, but failing that and Meath do get the bodies back, then we have the likes of Niamh Carmody and Anna Gallivan, to name just two, who are well able to point from distance. So that's going to draw Meath out on occasion as well, which may just free up the necessary space for Schieffer and or Danielle inside.
Exactly, and if you look back at the last couple of games as well, Joe, like the McCostello driving up to the middle, Aoife Delane, and not only that, O'Connor back, Cart Lynch. No, they were the two girls that set up the first goal for Chiefs against Kildare. It was Emma and Cart, two of our defenders. So we have the players there, like Sebastian O'Connell, who can punch holes in any defence, and they'll probably have to do that this evening because Meath will probably get numbers back. And that's when we'll have to start punching holes and start drawing girls out and maybe having kind of the pass over the top and girls off the shoulder and stuff like that. You know, so it's going to be a very interesting game to see can we break down defences like that.
And it's interesting, just flicking through the local papers earlier, and I think it was the Kerry's Eye, they were saying Kerry on average win by 2-9 to 1-8 this season, and Meath is 1-12 to 1-9. So we shouldn't be expecting a classic if that rings true tonight.
Yeah, that's true. But like you know, all Ireland semi-finals are there to be won. Teams will be cautious. I think. I think. Look, Kerry won't change much. We've been watching Kerry now from very early during the year, and they haven't deviated away too much from their game plan. No, they're solid in defence, solid around the middle of the field, and they move the ball at speed up to the forwards with a good half-forward line. Meath, on the other hand, I think what Meath will do this evening is that they know the threats that we have with Schieffer and Danielle. They probably will play an extra defender in back in front of them. No, so how will Kerry react to that? So like you said, Joe, it's going to be need big runs from places near Carmody, Keeve Evans, no, Mary O'Connell, Anna Galvin, and these, no, like to punch holes and create the overlap, and maybe, you know, kick a few points as well, because all eyes will be on the two girls inside. You know, so Kerry might have to go to plan B this evening to get over the line.
And if Meath do, like you say, Liam, kind of put a sweeper in front of Schieffer and Danielle, then where do Kerry use the extra player? I'm going to suggest Niamh Connacoor because of her ability to link up with everyone, but she's also very good at running directly towards goal.
Exactly, and you have the likes of Anna Galvin and Niamh as well, Niamh Carmody. There are three girls that really could play that, you could say, loose marker role that could cause a lot of trouble. But I do think the key in this is when we turn them over, because, look, Meath are going to come at us as well, when you have the likes of Vicky and Emma Duggan, these girls are going to run at pace as well. But if we turn them over and if we can get the ball from our defence up to our forwards, you know, and we've been very good with our kick passing this year, I think that's going to be the key this evening. Will be that long kick passing into Danielle and Schieffer. Two fantastic girls that can catch the ball over their head, as comfortable as anyone. So I think that's the winning of the match, is the movement from the ball from defence up the forwards at speed. Because look, Schieffer and Danielle, I think they can at the moment they're like David Clifford. It doesn't matter how many girls are going to be on them. If they get the right ball in the right position, they'll go past two or three players. No, so it's just to get the ball into them at a good time and at pace.
Everything you've said in the last 10 minutes or so suggests you're going to go for a Kerry win?
I'm going to go with a Kerry win. So far this year, I've been very impressed with them. Very solid all over the field. Even our bench at the moment, as defenders like the Russian Rally here, Faye Dunahoe, Kayla O'Connor has been coming on. And in the forwards of Katie Rossman and Rachel Dwyer. So they've been building something nice all year. And I think with the way Schieffer and Danielle are playing, and we don't have any major injuries, I think we'll get over the line as well this evening. But I think it's going to be a lot tougher than the last couple of years. But I do think we have the capabilities to put them to the sword.
By how many?
I think it'll be about 3-point win for Kerry, Joe. That's where I go with a 3-point win.
All right, Liam, we'll talk to you a little later.
I'll take a 1-point win, but we'll go with 3.
Absolutely. Thanks, Liam.